which is always my mantra, right? I'm always talking about advanced bookings because I think that's the best way to say that.
That's what I call Aloha Spirit. The world championship, it's 32 miles across the channel from Molokai to this part of Oahu on the east side. Aloha and welcome once again to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. My name is Bruce Fisher. Thanks very much for checking in for this Friday, April 1st, 2011. It's Aloha Friday, but it's also April Fool's Day. Hope you're having a good one wherever you are. As we do always when we start the show, we go right outside to take a look at the weather. And there you have it. There's the crater cam looking out from the east side of the island. You can see we've had some overcast skies. Also, we see continued windy weather. It's been windy for the past couple of weeks now, and that hasn't really died down much. They say it's supposed to be pretty nice during the weekend, and next week, it's supposed to clear on out, and it should be very nice, though. Either way, the weather has really been cooperating. It's been really nice. This is the first time I've seen clouds, actually, all week. So when you come here, I don't think you have too much to worry about in the way of the weather, especially if you're going to be here in the next couple of weeks. Let's get right to the questions, and we've got a lot of them, but you know, I want to just mention you know, today is April Fool's Day, and that Yaling and I met for the first time 11 years ago on April Fool's Day. And we actually met on Yahoo Personals. Yaling and I met on the internet, and I'm not afraid to admit that. And you know what? It's just been a great run. We have just had such a great marriage, and it's really been wonderful. And, you know, we love each other more today than we did 11 years ago. I know I'm getting mushy here, but it's so true. And it feels like yesterday that we met. And I hope that you have a love in your life that you can say that too, because everybody deserves that. And we certainly have had a great run here. And that kind of brings us to the first question here. And it comes from Shannon. She says, what's it really like to live in paradise? You know, we all visit, but what's it actually like to live and work here? Great question. We get this a lot, you know, and many times when people come to Hawaii, we have friends that come to Hawaii, they get bitten by it, and before we know it, they're saying they want to move here because they love it so much, or they're looking at the real estate prices, and they're trying to see, you know, gosh, could we actually afford to live here? I got to Hawaii kind of in a circuitous way. I ended up here doing a radio job. I started in a very small radio station as a board operator, and I kind of worked my way up in the radio station. I didn't have a job that was paying a lot of money. It was sort of almost a menial labor job. I worked it from 12 to 6 in the morning. And if you're willing to do that, there are great jobs here. But I highly recommend you have a job or have something lined up. I was lucky enough to get a job here. I was working in radio back in Connecticut before I moved here. And I met somebody in a conference. And while he couldn't give me the job I really wanted, he was able to give me a job, you know, pushing buttons, basically. And I did that for a long time before I moved on, became more of a radio personality, and then later a talk show host here. And then started my own company after I was fired in radio. But, you know, if you are willing to work, especially in the hospitality industry or if you're in the healthcare industry, there's tons of jobs in Hawaii. So, you know, give it a shot. But first, come here and visit. Let us help us plan your vacation here. And when you come here, we'll hook you up with people who know how to move you here. We do have connections like that. So get in touch with me if you are seriously about moving here. And I can put you in touch with a couple of really great realtors who can help you out. And don't be discouraged. You know, you can move here and it is doable. Now, one of the things we do is there's a saying here in Hawaii. It's called a price for paradise. And what we mean by that is, you know, the dollars here don't stretch as far. And when I first moved here, I didn't realize that. And especially like homes. We all usually live in smaller houses than you would on the mainland. And the prices are very expensive. I would say they're similar to San Francisco prices in the sense of what you get for your dollar. Condos here can easily cost in a nice neighborhood $700,000, you know. But you can be in other places on the island in condos and get them maybe for $250,000. That would be the least expensive kind of condo that you can move in. But the thing that has really made this experience in Hawaii so amazing for me is because it's been so humbling. You know, when I moved here, I had really no good understanding of cultures. and the differences in the cultures, especially the Asian culture. So moving here was very humbling for me because I learned so much about the different cultures and how important they are to Hawaii and how this is just a melting pot. I mean, we see a lot of interracial couples here, and it's not, I mean, people don't even notice it, you know? There really isn't any of that going on here, which makes it such a great place to live. You know, you don't have that, you know, tension, the racial tension at all here. I mean, races, colors, we're colorblind here, really. I mean, it's very true. And I think it crosses, the melting pot here comes into play in every part of what we do here. That's been one of the things that's just been so gratifying for me, is being able to learn and experience all these cultures. So hopefully that helps answer your question, Shannon. Next question comes in from Mary, who says she's going to be traveling from New York, and she doesn't want to spend her whole vacation adjusting to the time change, you know, because there's a significant time change from the mainland to Hawaii. And she wanted to know some of the things that she can do to combat jet lag and so that she can compensate and not be worried about it when she gets here. Well, one of the things that I found that really works well is to reset your watch to Hawaii time when you get on the plane. And you should do that as soon as you get on the plane, because you'd be surprised how that has a psychological effect on you. That, you know, you're on that time. When you look at the watch, it kind of has, it plays with your head a little bit, and it really works. I found that really works very well. I also think you should try and stay awake as long as possible, especially if you're traveling later or it starts to affect, you know, your circadian rhythm a little bit and you're used to going to sleep. Try to fight it and try to stay awake if you can. And the reason for that is because you're trying to get your body used to staying up longer, in a sense. And this also helps you to adjust when you finally do get here. Another thing, you should definitely be hydrated. I find being hydrated really helps. And also being able to get up and move around in the plane. You should always try to get an aisle seat, in my opinion. I think having an aisle seat is so much better because you're like freer to move about. You can just get up and walk around whenever you want. So it gives you a little more, you know, flexibility like that. I also think you should wear loose clothing. Also, shoes. I don't like tie shoes. Try to have loafers, or even if you can wear slippers. We call them slippers. People call them flip-flops on the mainland, but stuff like that. You know, try to be very comfortable. And if you do end up falling asleep, which I recommend trying not to, then make sure that your seatbelt is like outside the blanket, because so often I forget that and I fall asleep and then I get woken up. So those are just some of the basic things. Of course, everybody knows some of the other things, like taking the vitamins. Some people say take Airborne, and just, you know, be prepared along those and do the basic things that you know you should be doing. Some people say, you know, you should really prepare yourself for the sun here, and that's actually something we could talk about in another show. Pre-tanning and getting yourself ready for the hot sun here. There's a whole program and procedure for doing that. So those are just some tips and tricks, and hopefully that helps you out as well. And thank you very much, Mary, for the question. Don't forget, if you have a question, please send it to me at bruce@hawaii-aloha.com. We answer questions every Friday. Let's do one more here, and this is from Mike and Jennifer. They both had similar questions. They wanted to know about how far in advance to do a booking, and also, is there a way to get a ballpark figure for a trip if it's too far out in advance? The answer to the question is about 8 months in advance is the rule of thumb where we can really start getting pricing. If it's before that, then we have to do what's called a ballpark figure. And we try to do that, and you can do it yourself, actually, as well. One way is just to try and estimate what the fare might be. Like right now, we know airfares from, let's say, the East Coast to Hawaii for April, like in last minute or something like that. We know airfares are running around $950 a person right now, or even higher. But let's just say $1,000. That would be $2,000 for the airfare, and if a week hotel, you just got to determine how much of a hotel do you want. They start at about $100 on Oahu. We can get you really, really affordable hotels. So $2,000 plus $700, that's $2,700 for a week. You'd be pretty close. We might be able to do better than that, but that just gives you a rule of thumb to go on. People ask, well, how much do you add a day? You add at least $100 a day per person for everything else, and you're very safe, and you're pretty much got your whole trip covered if you budget like that. With us, it's always good to book in advance because we can take a deposit. We can also look and see if those airfares go up or down and kind of make adjustments to your package as we go along and as money is available. You also don't have to come up with all the money at once when we do that. So those are some tips about the advanced bookings. Now, as far as, you know, plan, actually, Jennifer was asking here about a Kauai trip. And I just think, you know, for a Kauai trip and to do that for a family vacation, I think you might want to consider one of the other islands. I need to know more about your family. I'm not so sure for a family of four with these kids that Kauai is the best island for you. So you want to choose your island correctly. Make sure that the island has the kind of things that you want. That's where an expert, somebody who understands the island, will ask those kind of questions because it's not a question that I can answer unless I know more. So make sure you give us a call, 1-800-843-8771. Talk to an agent here. All of our agents are standing by. We want to help you. We want to earn your business. So get involved with us and we'll make sure that you're your trip is planned the way it should be. One more quick question here, and that is from Jeff, and he wants to know if there's one activity in Hawaii you wouldn't miss, what would it be? And I would say the beaches in Hawaii. They're like second to none. I couldn't imagine coming to Hawaii and not experience the beauty of our beaches. Just sitting on the beach and listening to the waves is healing. It's like an inner massage in a way, because it's just an amazing feeling. You can do so much just relaxing and enjoying the beautiful beaches here. And sometimes you can pair that with an amazing sunset, and you can't trade that kind of an experience for anything. Being able to walk along the beaches the way we have here, because they're all publicly accessible. There are no private beaches in Hawaii. And over again, when I talk to people or watch people after they've come to Hawaii and then they leave and then they tweet or they Facebook, it's magical. It's the beaches. And there's so many different kinds of beaches. We have white sand beaches, golden sand beaches, green sand beaches, black sand beaches. And they're just the most amazing part of Hawaii. So if I had to trade anything, it would be that. I would never leave that out. A lot of times, also, what you could do is, you know, when you're on the beach, you can do people watching. I like doing that a lot, you know, especially the beach parks and watching kids. They're so cute. And they're so innocent in some of the things they do, throwing, you know, little stones. And, you know, they get so excited about just the littlest things. That's what I love about kids. They're so innocent. And something that just you and I take for granted, they get all excited about. Now's the time in our show where we like to go over packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. So this kind of gives you an idea of what things are costing for Hawaii. First package for two people coming from Kansas City. They're going to be going to two islands. They're coming to Oahu and over to Maui. They're leaving May 17th to the 28th. On Oahu, they're staying at the Pacific Beach Hotel in a partial ocean view hotel room. They also have an economy car. And over on Maui, they're staying at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. And they're going to have a convertible car over there on Kaanapali. They've got that ocean view room with the breakfast for two. Total package price on this one, $39.84, fantastic deal. Congratulations to the Ladzik family. Paul and Lois, you're going to have an amazing time in Hawaii. These are just great properties you chose there. And we want to thank Lynn over at Extension 41. She's your agent. She's a great one. And mahalo nui to Lynn as well. Next package is for four people. They're going to be traveling in December. So here's usually a December idea what prices are costing for in December. They're coming from Houston. They're going to be going to the island of Oahu right here. They're going to be in a two-bedroom at the Aston Waikiki Sunset. Great condo. And let's see, the total package price on that one is $4,048. Wow, that is also another great deal for four people. And this was an advanced booking we'll do. And they're in that window before Christmas, which actually a great time price-wise to come to Hawaii. So congratulations to these guys, the Burnett family. We do appreciate your business. Mahalo nui. Big mahalos from us here at Hawaii Aloha Travel. We really do appreciate it. And to Melissa over at Extension 33. She's the agent that put that one together. That's going to do it for my beautiful wife, for all of us here at Hawaii Aloha Travel. We're going to say aloha and mahalo. We slowly walk away.